Welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast, where we share knowledge, philosophies, wisdom, and insight to help you on your journey in both sport and life. Introducing your host, Rob Riles.
Hello and welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast. Welcome along. It's Rob Riles welcoming you to another edition. It really is great to have you with us, and as I say often and regularly, and make no apologies for it, your time, your thought, your attention to the podcast is undeniably appreciated. If attention is the most important currency in the world, which it possibly is, I personally thank you from the bottom of my heart for your attention to listening to me on Leader, Manager, Coach, and to what it is we have to share. And I really, really hope that it provides you with the sustenance and the inspiration that you need for your journey, if that's what it is that you're looking for. Because that's the aim of Leader, Manager, Coach, to help you on your own heroic leadership, management, or coaching journey. So, what about today? Well, I'm going to meander a little bit today. The inspiration comes from two sources, really. Primarily one. And this source was somebody that I've talked about on a previous podcast, somebody who has intrigued me immeasurably, and somebody that you probably know of. You either know extremely well the work of this amazing lady, or you certainly know of her. I'm talking about J.K. Rowling, the creator, amongst other things, of Harry Potter. Now, what has a leadership, management, and coaching philosophy podcast got to do with Harry Potter? Well, probably everything, if you look close enough. And the thing that struck me this week was a quote I read that I am told was from J.K. Rowling. And the quote, I believe, was something along the lines of, rock bottom was the sure foundation upon which I built my life. Rock bottom was the sure foundation upon which I built my life. Now, why is that such an inspiring statement? Well, let's just investigate it a little bit. For certain, as far as I can be certain, you are going to face distinct adversity in your life in one form or another. It could come in any form. You do not know which form it will come in. You may be fortunate if you do know the form that it comes in, but as it is adversity, you are not likely to know, because if you knew the form, you could prepare yourself, possibly. Now, if you read the biography of J.K. Rowling, you will get to know that this lady was in a degree of adversity. Single mum, out of the country, not a great relationship, pretty financial dire straits, and pretty poor living conditions, and trapped in a situation where it was difficult, extremely difficult to get out of. Yet, she created an empire. And she's saying in this quote, rock bottom was the foundation on which I built my life, or words to that effect. What does she mean? She means that because everything that is of value, everything that is long-standing, has a foundation. If it doesn't have a foundation, probably by definition, it's going to fall, it's going to fail. Everything needs a foundation. And that foundation better be built on things that can withstand. If it's your life, it needs to be built on values that can stand for the long term and will sustain you. And I think in that statement, she's saying that, look, I hit rock bottom. And what I did was I allowed that rock bottom experience, that adversity, that pain, that suffering, that almost intolerable hopelessness. I allowed that to seep into my mind, my consciousness, my soul, if you like. And from that, I used it as bedrock, as fuel, as the inspiration, as the facilitator to a future. She's telling you and me and us that that is possible. I think one of the things that should be taken from the quote is that, look, no matter how bad things are, you can find something in it. It's a bold statement for me to make, and I can hear many people shouting different things, and I do not in any way consider that I have the right to tell people how to look at the way, how to look at the way things are in their life and to make a perception on them. But J.K. Rowling is saying that I hit rock bottom and from there I built my life and I've never forgotten it and I used it as the basis for building my future. That, I think, is the lesson. So no matter where you are, no matter how bad you think things are, no matter how little money you have, no matter how poor your communication, how painful your relationships, how bad your career is going, how much you consider you have failed, J.K. Rowling is saying you can use that as a springboard and a foundation. Nobody's saying it's going to happen and twist on the throw of a card and a dice and tomorrow everything's going to be great. This kind of thing is fantasy. We're talking about steady, slow, incremental change that takes years to manifest but grows into something that will withstand time. You have to ask yourself the question, what foundation are you building your own life on? And if you do not know, it would be a worthwhile thing to find out. Because it appears that there are certain things that create longevity. And who wants to build a business, a team, a club, something in inverted commas successful that is going to last for a short period of time and then disappear? Maybe if we consider what is important and take a stance and a stand back and look and analyze and study what are the things that create longevity, what are the things that stand the test of time, then we can build our lives on a rock, not on sand. And this then begs the question, doesn't it? Well, what are these things? What should I do? What shall I do? Maybe that's the question. Well, having had a little bit of experience on planet Earth, I think the thing to do is just start. I think it's the Nike logo, isn't it? The tick that goes along with the just do it. And it's a flippant statement, but within it are the seeds of what we're talking about. Just start. I think there's a Newtonian principle that goes something along the lines of, and please excuse me, I am not a physicist, it's easier to move a moving body than it is to move something at rest, i.e. just start to move and it's much, much easier to take the next step or find the next part of the project. If your car is stopped and it is still on the road, it is difficult to turn the wheels. If your car is moving even at a slow pace, it is easy to turn the wheel. A body moving in a certain direction is better than one that is just stopped still. So, what's the principle? The principle is just start. And if you do not know what to do in your quest for whatever it is, if it's a team selection, if it is a relationship decision, if it is a business decision, give it due diligence. Apply thought processes, but do not camp and wait for things to change, because inertia can be a killer. Now, this is not a principle that you apply to absolutely everything. There are some things in life that you have to be patient with, that you have to apply more due diligence, and you may have to wait. Understand what it is we're talking about. We're talking about indecision and preferring to sit still, not go out of the door, can keep going over the same thought process again and again and again without any progress. Make a start. It is a call to action. Once you start, you then become a hero or a heroine. You embark upon the hero or the heroine's journey by taking a step forward. That Chinese proverb, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step, the first step. You probably will not be, you may not be going in the right direction, but it is the start that matters. It is the impetus. What is it that they say? A missile has to be constantly corrected on its journey from its start to its end point. And it is off course something like 90% of its time. It's off course, it's too far to the left, it corrects. It overcorrects, it goes to the right, it has to correct again, it's on course, it goes off, it goes to the left, and so on, and so on, and so on. And again, another reason, and another piece of advice of where to start your action. They say that you should think about the thing that scares you the most. And that tells you where it is you need to start. It's a little bit like a to-do list. And here's, I can bring this right to reality today. This morning I got up and I got a few things I wanted to do. And I'd started to investigate my email list of emails that had come in overnight. And I know very well, and knew very well, that the priority on my list today was to do a podcast episode. And as I was sitting there on my computer, waiting for my email to load, My conscience pricked me. I closed my laptop. Opened up what I needed to do. Engaged what I needed to do. Went where I needed to do in order to get the podcast episode done. In my heart, because it's a more difficult thing compared to opening emails, doing a podcast wasn't what I particularly wanted to do right now. It involves analysis, it involves preparation, it involves equipment, it involves thought processes. Excuse me, thought processes. And doing a podcast, if you like, for me, today was the place I least wanted to look. But how many times have you done something that you didn't want to do? It might be your exercise commitment. You know, that cold Monday night in December. Depends on where you live in the world. But that cold, foggy Monday night in December when you've committed to an exercise class or a training session or a gym session or to meet somebody or a presentation you have to do. And in your heart, as a fallible, frail human being, it is the least thing you want to do right now. But you go and do it, you just get on with it, and afterwards, you know, you feel a sense of accomplishment, you feel $1 million, and everything else seems like a breeze. That is the place that you least want to look. So if you want to know what it is you need to do, face the thing that you most do not want to look at and start there and take a baby step towards it. The smallest incremental step that you can take towards your goal and see what happens. And why should we delay another day? Again, I was reading some of Ryan Holiday's work from the Stoic philosophy, and he frequently shares things that hit home. And without being morbid, this week, one of the things I read was that death isn't something that will happen in the future to you. Death is happening now. We are all dying. It's a process. From as soon as you're born to planet Earth on the physical plane, you are in the process of dying. Is that a negative, morbid statement? Well, possibly. But it's actually a very enlightening one. Because if you ever need any inspiration to get up and get on and do something, that could possibly be it. The clock is ticking. It is later than you think. Just start and do something. You'll be surprised at how quickly you can make progress. And what's this thing about progress? How far away is the goal I'm aiming for? Well, let's just throw a little bit of light on that, shall we? All the research seems to say that our physiology rewards us with dopamine hits and all the feel-good hormones and the things that help us know we're on the right track and the things that reward us internally for making progress towards a meaningful goal. They do not reward us necessarily for hitting that goal. It's all about the journey. You make some progress, you feel better. Something else opens up. You struggle, you grow, you make some progress, you feel better, you move on. You hit that goal after 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. You'll have a little bit of a little bit of a hit and a little bit of a glory hour. And then it will diffuse away. And the necessity is that you need something else. You need another meaningful target. Otherwise, life turns into a depressive episode. Ask any Olympian. Ask anybody who's been an astronaut. Ask anybody who's completed their PhD or their degree. They put everything, it seems, into their goal. They hit the target. They get the letters, the emails, the text messages, the medal. And then it all goes quiet. Everybody slips back into their own life. And it all goes away. That person needs another goal. We are goal-seeking, oriented beings. And we get rewarded for that. It is all about the process. And again, as Ryan Holiday reminded me this week, life can be one damn thing after another. You take one hit, another one comes round the corner. You think, why me? Oh no, surely this will be okay now. Bang, another hit. Why me? One damn thing after another. How can this be? Well, that is the process. That is how it works. And there's probably nothing you can do about it apart from use it, as J.K. Rowling says, as a foundation to move forward with. What is it that you can use about this situation that will be of benefit? That is the process. And that is what life is about. It is a process. It is not an end. And nobody says it's easy. I was reading about Hemingway, a famous author, who in his lifetime was asking a colleague about writing and authorship and the process of creating great works. And because he was struggling. And the answer of the colleague to Hemingway was, you just have to keep going. Write one word after another. Keep going. Do not wait for inspiration. And that you know, those are, that's the life of a famous author, somebody who created great works. I'm pretty sure that Lionel Messi, as we know, one of the greatest footballers that's ever graced the planet, wasn't inspired every single day and had to practice and practice and practice and practice and practice when he didn't feel like it, just doing the same thing over and over and over again. Practice, 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 practice. And as I was also reminded, this time by Jordan Peterson, as our island of knowledge grows with our endeavours, we learn more. The things we understand increase in number, and we grow in wisdom. Our island of knowledge, as it's put, increases. Well, the bigger the island, the bigger the shoreline, which abuts the ocean. And if the ocean is that which we do not know, as our island grows, so does our ignorance. It's like the more you know, the more you realize you don't know. That is probably ultimate humility. The more you know, the more you realize you probably don't know. That is possibly where humility truly lies. So, we've meandered through a couple of quotations that have inspired me this week. So if you're wondering where to start, on your own journey, you now hopefully, probably, possibly know where to start. You also hopefully, possibly, probably know what to do. And you also possibly and probably know how to keep going. So good luck on your journey. And leader, manager, coach, hopefully, will be with you all the way. Catch you later. Bye-bye.